Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel and the all-new Opel Crossland. Beauty isn't scared of life.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
So here she is again, Kathleen Murray, owner of Doggy Do's and Don'ts in Donegal. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
51551 for your text, todaycb@rte.ie for the emails, as I suggested. We'll see how many questions we can get through between now and the end of the programme, Kathleen. First one, though, so much chocolate hanging around people's houses at the moment. Just how toxic, I think it's theobromine, isn't it, is the active ingredient that's toxic to dogs. Just how much do they have to ingest before you need to head to the vet?
Well, the thing is, it depends on what kind of chocolate they've eaten. The darker, the worse it is, of course. But it depends a lot as well on the, you know, the medical state of the dog, the health of the dog in general, the age of the dog, how much they've ingested. It depends on a lot of different things because different dogs handle it in different ways, the same way that we do as well. So if you're worried at all, if your dog is showing symptoms, strange symptoms, or have vomiting or diarrhea or anything like that, ring your vet for advice straight away.
Good time as well, given the change in weather. I know it's very, very cold out there, but it's incredibly sunny and that can heat up the inside of a car. So good time to remind people about not leaving dogs in cars.
Yes, definitely, because some people are under the impression that if they leave the windows open in a car that it's okay, it's fairly safe, there's a bit of a breeze maybe or whatever, but there's a lot of research to show that opening windows really doesn't make any difference. It doesn't cool the car down any. And if the outside temperature is, say, 21 degrees, within 10 minutes it's 32 degrees inside the car, and within 30 minutes that's 40 degrees, so even a 2 degree temperature rise in a dog's body is enough to give it heat stroke.
So just basically don't bring the dog in the car anywhere unless you're going to be taking them out as soon as you park up.
Absolutely. And even when the dog is outside walking about as well, they can overheat if you bring them out in the hot part of the day, you know. So it's really important. Even if you park the car in the shade too, be careful of that because a car can overheat in the shade just as much as it can, you know, any other time.
Because remind people, they're not like us. They don't sweat like us. They only have a very limited number of ways of cooling down.
Yes, that's right. And panting is their main way of cooling down. But it's very difficult if the temperature is rising. The dog has no way to deal with that. They can't get out of the car. They have no way to cool down at that stage. So if you have a dog that's overheating, you'll see that it is already starting to pant a lot. And this is before it even goes to the heat stroke thing. So what you can do is maybe if you're in the house and it's a hot day and the dog is very warm, if you've been out in the garden or whatever, you can put on a cool fan, or you can have a roll up a wet towel and put it under the dog, or you can spray some water on the dog's chest and on their face and things. So, you know, it's there's lots of ways you can cool the dog down.
Okay, let's get to people's questions then. 51551 for the texts. Rufus is now 11 weeks old. He came from a very good kennel and is just gorgeous, but he poos indoors. He follows our older dog outdoors, watches him do his business, and then returns indoors to do his own. We're using industrial quantities of kitchen paper. Please help us, Kathleen.
Yeah, 11 weeks is a very cute age. The thing about the toilet training, it is really important in the beginning that you set it up for success. So if he's coming in to poop indoors, it means that his scent is still indoors, and no amount of cleaning can take that scent away from a dog's nose. They'll still find it. So the main thing to do there is basically maybe set a timer on your phone or whatever, and take the dog out, maybe take the puppy out every half hour first, maybe every 40 minutes, then maybe take it out every hour. They will have a time when they're most likely to poop. And first thing in the morning, a puppy always pees and poops together within 5 minutes of each other. So don't take it in too soon because the poop is coming in the morning.
And then reward them when they do it outside with positive reinforcement.
Absolutely, yes. Always reward them, make a big fuss with them. Puppies love you to make a big fuss of them when they do something right, and that's an indicator to them that they are doing something right. So if they get a reward, and a reward is any time you look at them, any time you touch them, any time you talk to them, or any time you give food to them, those four times are all rewards. So if you do any one of those four, you're rewarding your dog. So be very careful what you're rewarding it for.
But you have to give them that opportunity once every half an hour to do the right thing, because they're not going to scratch at the door and tell you that they need to, not at 11 weeks of age.
No, to be fair to the pup, you have to allow the pup time, because these are all experiences for the first time in its life, and it needs help and it needs guidance and it needs a lot of patience on your behalf.
We cannot let our dog off the lead in the park anymore, because after she fetches a stick or a ball once at best, she then goes straight to digging in the mud and eating mud. She's perfectly healthy. Why does she do that?
Isn't she the joy?
Come here, darling. Yeah,
I know. Let's give you a hug. So rolling in the mud, dogs do it for so many different reasons. They can do it to cool down if it's fairly watery mud. They like that if it's hot weather. They can do it to camouflage themselves, their own scent. It's an old hunting instinct that goes back to their predecessors. When they used to go hunting, they used to camouflage their scent so that they would be downwind of the prey, so the prey wouldn't be alarmed and smell them coming too close. Or they can roll in mud simply just to have fun as well. A lot of dogs just absolutely just love rolling in mud to have fun. There's also minerals in mud as well, so they can eat the mud a lot of the time as well. So it can be any one of those reasons. But the way to help with it really is a bit of obedience training, where you can teach the dog to, say, leave. And when it's about to go to the pod or the mud or the puddle or whatever, just say, leave it, and then call the dog back to you. But that requires a bit of practice, and you have to build that up in baby steps over a couple of weeks, maybe, just to make sure that you've got a good recall and that they understand what leave it actually means.
Now, Kathleen, here's one that's going to test you and see what you're made of. Very psychologically complex thing going on with Mary's 10-year-old Maltese Terrier, who she says has suddenly developed a hatred of his cage. He grew up sleeping in it happily every night. The past few weeks, though, he beats the walls with his paws on and off all night long. We've tried leaving the door open, but then he tried to get out of the back door again in the middle of the night. He just won't settle on the sofa in that room where he sleeps happily during the day. He has never slept routinely on our beds, but does so every now and again. Is he angling for that, she wonders? And just to add, generally, he's also more nervous than he used to be when younger. So what do you think is going on there?
Okay, that's a lot of information. So basically, my first instinct is desperately, the dog is obviously not happy. Something has changed. Maybe the indulgences of going to the room have been really good, and now he wants more of that. It can be as simple as that. And also, if he has been creating a fuss at night, and then people have been coming down to see what's wrong, then he's got them into the habit now of getting up, so he knows if he creates a fuss, he can get attention for it. So there's a few different things actually going on there, and that would take more information and time than what you'd probably have here.
And maybe a visit to the vet as well. There might be something going on if he's scratching at the door at the back of the night and beating his beaten paws off the walls.
Yeah, well, that's a strange behaviour in itself, and it would warrant more investigation for sure. But definitely, it's never any harm to take your dog off to the vet, make sure there's rule out any medical problems, and then take a look at, go into more detail then to find out what exactly is happening on behavioural wise there.
Now, here's another charming one. My 5-year-old Labrador has taken to eating long grass every time we take our eyes off him when he's outside, and then inevitably throws it up later on in the house. This seems to be a new activity that I don't remember him doing when he was younger. Why do dogs eat grass, and how can I stop him?
Yeah, well, there's been a lot of research into why dogs eat grass, and it can be for different reasons again. It can also be associated with why dogs eat poop, you know, and things like that as well. Healthy dogs eat grass the same way that other dogs eat grass maybe as well. Like maybe if a dog has not been exercised maybe as often as it would have been before, maybe if it's getting a little bit older as well, middle-aged maybe, then it can get constipated from just lying around on the floor. So sometimes dogs eat long grass for the roughage, because it is roughage at the end of the day, and it can help with that. It can relieve
Isn't
the congestion.
Isn't that clever? Yeah.
Yeah. So, say there are different reasons why you can have it, but I mean, it's not harmful. They will throw it up, all right, but it won't do them any harm, you know. But if you're concerned, again, ring your vet and ask them. Now, if your dog is having stomach issues where they're in discomfort and that, it could be gastritis or something else that's causing the problem. So it's always good to actually just check it out with your vet and get them to check the stomach and see if there's anything, any pain or any discomfort, and then just take a look at the dog's roughage, exercise, you know, what's going on for the dog otherwise. Do they need to get out more? Do they need the eating too much, not enough roughage in their diet? So just,
or did you change the feed more recently than that? Okay, we'll move on from that one. Texter 51551. Just wondering if you can help me. I got a new pup about a month ago and my other dogs will not accept her. They ignore her and will not play with her at all or even let her come near them. How do I solve this?
Yeah, well, I wonder why she wants them to do that in the first place, because that's not a natural thing for dogs to do. This is a new pup coming into more established dogs in the house, and these dogs are not remotely interested in this pup. It may be the apple of your eye, but it's not theirs. So they don't want a pup jumping all over them, licking them, annoying them. That's seen by older dogs as really bad manners in a pup. And they will chastise a pup for that. Some dogs are more easygoing, and then eventually after a couple of days they start to warm to the pup a little bit, and then eventually a relationship starts to build. But initially it's mostly suspicion, and stay away from me is what you get from most dogs when a new pup enters the house. It has to be done gently and take time, you know, and make sure that the pup is as controlled as the older dogs are as well.
This is a classic case, once again, of anthropomorphising, of projecting our values and what we want to see happen onto a doggy world.
Yes, because, I mean, if a lot of dogs meet together, they all suss each other out first, and they like some and they don't like some. Some have an attitude, some don't. Maybe this pup is just a little bit too brash and too playful. You know, if the pup approached in a more gentle and quiet way, it probably would be accepted a lot faster. It's not to say the pup won't be accepted, but I think the pup is a bit too full on by the sounds of it, maybe, for these dogs.
Teresa has emailed to say she has a 6-year-old Springer Spaniel rescue dog. We have had her over for 3 years. She has always been nervous of people and other dogs, which we deal with. However, recently she's refusing to come into the house in the evening. Even if we tempt her with food, she just returns to her outdoor kennel. We have to put her on a lead to bring her in the evening, and then she comes willingly. I'm concerned that with age this might get increasingly worse, and would like to know if you have any suggestions as to how we might deal with this behaviour.
Yeah, when you've got behaviours like that, it's always good to maybe go into more detail with them at times, because coming into the house in the evening time, what's different about the evening than during the day? Is the TV on? Is that what's bothering her? Can it be that a visitor comes on sometimes? Well, not likely now these days, but there any change in the evening time routine? It could be that the dinner has been cooked. It could be there's appliances been on that are not on during the day. There's lots of things that might scare her, and she might think, I don't know about that. Or maybe somebody chased her out of the house, or she got a fright one evening she was in around that time, and now around that time of the evening she remembers this. There's lots of reasons why all of a sudden they won't come in at a particular time of the day. It's usually associated with a specific incident.
Something
usually
that's going on in the house.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And it might just take a little bit of encouragement and a little bit of desensitising if it's maybe a washing machine, or it could be a dishwasher, or it could be anything that's maybe rattling in the evening time that isn't rattling during the day, and that can cause all the difference, you know.
My 12-year-old Yorkshire Terrier is constantly chewing, biting, licking her paws front and back, night and day. Is this a physical problem, or could it be psychological?
Well, chewing and licking at paws can be, again, for different reasons. It can be to do with allergies. It can be another medical problem of some kind, maybe, or it can be a behavioural problem. It can have to do with anxiety, or a lot of the time it has to do with boredom as well. So allergies or boredom are usually, high on the list. So if you check it out with the vet, ask the vet what they think. They may give you some treatment for it. It may involve putting one of those cones on their head for a while so they physically can't lick the paws till they heal up again properly.
Or do what is the cure for absolutely everything for the last year. Go for a walk. Yet another
good
one.
We
have an elderly dog who was taken to licking the couch incessantly. I'm just wondering if you could ask Kathleen, why is this? Is there anything that we could do to stop him? He is otherwise happy and content.
Licking the couch. Yeah.
Maybe it's dirty. Maybe there's lots of food there.
That's what I'm going to say. Maybe there's a scent of food because people sit on the couch and they eat. Maybe there are crumbs down the side. You know, things fall down behind the cushions. There can be so many reasons why you'd be licking that couch. So take the couch out and see, is there anything? Maybe there's some gravy spill off your dinner plate. Anything like that at all can attract them to the couch.
Hoover the couch and then bring the dog back and see how they feel about it. As always, so many more questions than we are going to be able to have time for. Kathleen Marie of Doggy Do's and Don'ts and Donegal, thank you so much once again for your time. Take care of yourself.
Today with Claiborne. Listen back on the RTE Radio Player app.